This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, live and in living color from the Salem Media Group Tampa station that I'm on, my flagship station, as well as all these other stations, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, broadcasting two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, and our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it or where you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from the Professor of Politics land of California, we've got Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today, Kyle, right now, Monday, we are going to have President Donald Trump coming to visit us down here in Florida. He's going to make an appearance at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. He'll be at the hangar on the flight line there. Doors open at 4. Event begins at 7 p.m. That's in Sanford, Florida. And that's his first official rally since coming down with COVID.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly the President has, from what all we can tell, of course, is he just wants to get back on the campaign trail. I think he definitely likes the rallies, but he is really the irreplaceable part of those rallies. Surrogates can be very compelling, but they want to see the President.
And I've got a big surprise for the folks coming today to see Second Lady Karen Pence in Tampa, Florida, at Operation Make America Great Again event. It is going to be an event where Karen Pence will be there. There will also be members of the evangelical community there, and my compadre and fellow broadcaster here in Tampa, Bill Bunkley, will be one of the speakers up on stage at Tabela's at Delaney Creek on Causeway Boulevard in Tampa. Now, this will start at 11:30 a.m. The doors will open at 10:30 a.m. It is an outdoor event, so you might just want to be there for that one, and I know Bill is going to knock it out of the park.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bill will do a great job, for sure. You know, a real contrast, Captain, because people showing up for Trump rallies, Trump events. I think there was an event in Arizona for Biden and Harris, and I don't think anybody showed up.
No, there wasn't. And they had one where they had 14 people. They had another one where they had 24 people. I mean, it's unbelievable. And by the way, evangelicals for Trump is what this is going to be, praise, prayer, and patriotism. There'll be one coming up in Cleveland, Ohio on Tuesday. That's tomorrow, October the 13th at 7 p.m. in Cleveland. And And we've got other things going on. The vice president is just floating around. Everybody is out doing something right now. It's all hands on deck.
It certainly is. And just like in 2016, Captain, the President Trump, then candidate Trump, and, of course, the Trump team, they all worked very, very hard. And they're doing it again, even though, you know, the president is the incumbent. But here he goes again. He's out there working harder than Joe Biden or any Democrat nominee would ever do, despite COVID-19, despite having getting better from COVID-19. He is proving to the American people that he wants this job, but he wants it very badly.
Well, Joe Biden is proving to the country that, once again, he's a shameless liar, and he's flip-flopping on what the Constitution requires on a Supreme Court nominee. Biden will take any position he needs right now, we know that, to help the radical left seize power. Now, he falsely claimed the Senate's impending confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court is unconstitutional. It's absolutely not true. And the other thing is, it's laughable and a pathetic accusation, and it directly contradicts what Biden himself said in 2016-2017.
Well, sure. Again, they're simply going with the idea of say whatever they want to say. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. They're trying to essentially dupe the American people. And of course it's constitutional. I don't know, Captain, where the Constitution says, close to an election, then it's not all bets are off.
Even CNN's Jake Tapper said it is it's not unconstitutional. He told Biden's deputy campaign manager they failed to specify what part of the Constitution Republicans were violating. And then he said there's nothing unconstitutional about what the U.S. Senate is doing. And that's true.
Well, certainly. And again, I think that Jake Tapper was absolutely just flabbergasted by either someone who's being maliciously dense or they're just simply sitting there trying to say, you know, a lie to the American people and use the CNN airwaves to do it.
The Democrats are so desperate right now, they are not. Contrary to what you are thinking or are hearing in around the country, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are so desperate right now, they are pulling out all the stops because they are not, I repeat, they are not winning.
They are not winning. Again, you know, these polls that are cooked up, sometimes, Captain, I just want to say I think these polls show that Biden is leading among Democrats against Trump.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be back with Kyle Warren. But there's an oversampling of Democrats in these polls. The polls lean very far to the left. It couldn't be anything but a Joe Biden poll. But the polls that I've got in front of me, which we'll get into when we come back, I'm going to give you the fake poll alert. We're going to start a new segment, the fake poll alert. Proof that Joe Biden is not winning. I'll be right back. Don't go.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd
How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, they sell the three-week quick start for just $19.95 to anyone struggling with pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, knee pain. $19.95. That's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. Now, in fact, they don't even break even until about the 4 or 5 months period after you keep ordering it. Now, friends, this is huge, and this is what Pete and Seth Talbot do. They are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible to deal with their pain. Now, they really do put their money where their mouth is. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95, and let's see what they can do to help you get out of pain, too. It's an all-natural product. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort and supports healthy joints and muscles, too. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. See what they can do for you. Works for me, but not in almost 5 years now. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller, I want to give a big special shout out to our buddy Leo down there in Miami. Now, Leo is an Uber driver, but Leo's got a lot of pals. And Leo and his Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump groups put together over the weekend a 20 to 30,000 Trump car caravan that drove around all the expressways in Miami all weekend long. Now, this went on for several hours each day on the expressways down there in Miami that circle around downtown Miami. It was the largest car caravan yet for President Trump. Way to go, Leo.
That's amazing. 20 to 30,000 cars.
Right.
I mean, that just must be something to really see. I'm surprised, Captain, we're not seeing this on the national news.
Or hearing about it.
Or hearing about it at all. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not. It's something positive. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. First of all, before I get to my plethora of things I'm going to get into, thank you for the great time we had, Captain, Saturday afternoon. I really enjoyed getting to meet with you and talk with you, so that was a lot of fun. First off the plate, Professor, I don't know about you, but I thought about it over the weekend. I think I need to write a letter to the Biden campaign and suggest that they get him some balance of nature. He could use a lot of pep in his step, don't you think?
I would absolutely agree. Yeah, Joe Biden just seems to be very sort of unstable as he walks up to the microphone, that kind of
thing. Absolutely. Now, here's the meat of what I want to get to. Two things. Over the weekend, or Friday, I think it was, or whenever it was, towards the end of last week, there was a event in Denver, and another person got shot and killed. So now we're up to, unfortunately, we're up to victim number two, that these people engaged in violent behavior, and they've claimed yet another poor person that was just out there supporting Trump, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, but you don't hear the media talking about that. And third, how big of a liar is Biden? He says, oh, well, you know, packing the court, there, you know, I'm not going to say what I'm going to do until after I win. But this is the same Biden that back in 1983 said that packing the court is a bonehead move. So, you know, I can't trust anything that comes out of this man's mouth. And I want to see what the both of you have to say about the killing and Biden lying, basically, or flip-flopping his position.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead there, Kyle.
Well, absolutely. I agree with Mike. I mean, this is just beyond the pale that supporters for any political cause or any political idea that somebody would be shot in the streets. I mean, this is absolutely unacceptable in our country, and I hope that there is a major uproar and certainly prosecution for it. And then the idea that Biden's talking about, you know, that was a bonehead thing back in the 80s. Well, I guess in other related news, it turns out Joe Biden may be a bonehead at this point. A little bit of humor there, but honestly though, when Joe Biden told the reporter in Nevada just over the last day or so, where the reporter said, voters deserve to know your position, and he just shot back and said, no, they don't. And
yeah,
tried to turn it on to President Trump. He is doing this to the court and going on and more lies. But I think that was really significant. Can you imagine if President Trump had said the voters don't deserve to know his position on something?
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about my fake poll alert and the proof that Biden's not winning. The Democrats are trying to do everything they possibly can to discourage the American voters, to keep them from voting, because they know that the Republicans normally show up on voting day to vote at the polls, and they're trying to get all their people to send in mail-in ballots or absentee ballots all around the country, where they currently lead the Democrats in terms of that nationwide, about 2-1, it looks like, except in a few states, where Florida being one of them, where it may not be quite that great. But tens of thousands of Trump supporters have sent me emails since January, and they've all been concerned, and I've been trying to give everybody hope and tell them the truth here on the radio show. That's what we do. I've also heard and been speaking with many dozens of conservative radio and TV hosts who have heard what we've said on the show, Kyle, and they appreciate what we say because we take the extra time to go and check things out. Now, despite all the faulty polls showing a double-digit loss to Joe Biden, I believe President Trump is on his way to a landslide electoral victory, even bigger than what happened in 2016, and I think I can prove it. Mm-hmm. Now, this election looks like a carbon copy of 2016 so far, right?
Right.
Every poll then showed Trump headed for disaster right now, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of secret weapons. One of them is the trucker's poll, where I talk to the truckers and I get in the chat rooms and they're talking to me and they're telling me, you know, and I ask them about the signs, what have you seen, the Biden thing, and they're just not seeing the signs. They're seeing Trump signs everywhere in their travels and they're seeing very little Biden stuff. That's number one. Number two, I have what's called the Blue Lives Matter poll. And that is the police officers, the EMS, and the firefighters all across the country that are concerned and mad as hell about the defunding, the reallocation of funds from the police. Also, the fire now, they're working on that. They're working on EMS, too. So it's not just the police anymore. And these people are mad as hell. They are going to vote like they haven't voted before for Republicans in many areas that have been blue. I'm telling you, there's a blue wave coming, and it's not the Democrats.
No, it's not the Democrats, and I think a lot of people have been horrified by what the Democrats have been saying at all these different levels of Democrat leadership, from the local all the way up to the federal, and they just can't imagine that they would not roundly condemn the things that we've seen and so on. But you're right, Captain. Usually the Republican voters tend to want to show up on Election Day, but this is a massive operation of voter suppression trying to get people to think, well there's no use. Why should I go vote?
Folks need to understand what the polls say don't matter, especially if it comes from the Democrats, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC. None of those polls amount to a hill of beans. Not one, not ever, not never. And none of them have been accurate. None of them have been accurate in any presidential election. So what matters is only the votes of people in a few battleground states. Florida and the Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And my fans tell me in these particular states that Trump is well on his way to winning or close to winning in every one of those states I mentioned. For example, the small towns in the outer suburbs, you can't find any support for Joe Biden. It's only in the big cities, but it's not as big as it used to be. And it's 2016 all over again, because after what Trump's done for the economy, manufacturing jobs, the way he won the trade war with China, Trump is a hero to most of America. And by the way, most people, 56%, I might add, now believe they're better off than they were when President Trump started for his first day in office.
Well, certainly. And this is one of the reasons, Captain, that we hear things like, the only way that Trump can win is through chicanery. They're trying to set this up to when he does win, they will say there was something wrong, and then watch it explode from there.
And for the second week in a row, the Sunday Telegraph Democracy Institute poll in America, some 5,000 people, has Trump beating Biden again by a small margin. But that's the second time in a row, and the poll did not oversample Democrats by a mile like the Democratic polls do, and polled only likely voters. It polled registered voters.
Exactly right.
Yes. All right, let me let you go. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, will attend Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings remotely. More on the hearings, USA Radio News, John Clemens.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Yes, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code. Get yourself a rate quote on your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance, your automobile, the truck you're driving, or the motorcycle or RV or whatever you got. Check them out. They might be able to save you money like they have me for the past 15 years. Now, I've got a Columbus Day special for everybody, because for a limited time only, you can buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free to attend the Salem Conservative Summit down at the Hyatt Regency, October the 23rd in Sarasota, Florida. Don't miss the chance to hear me. I'll be the event MC, Captain Matt Roos, Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk, as we all give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country today. Now, don't wait. This special offer will not last long. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, BOGO, by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Order your standard VIP ticket and get one free. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, and we'll see you in Sarasota on October the 23rd. There you go. How do you like that deal, Kyle?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You'd be taking a corporate plane over, right?
I would love to.
Well, let me keep going here because I'm not done yet with what I'm telling people about the fake polls that are out there. Now, there's a Poll Watch poll that was released late last week, which, again, was 3,500 voters all registered voters that were polled. It was an equal amount of Democrats, an equal amount of Republicans, and an equal amount of independent, no-party people. Now, it showed that the president was winning nationally by 2 points, in battleground states by an average of 4, and in the Electoral College. The president also dominated on the two issues that matter the most to Americans, the economy and law and order. You can't lose with that type of performance.
No, I don't think so. And the president has been consistent on those issues. And Joe Biden, at the very least, has been befuddled by these issues in so many ways.
And the president's slightly ahead of where he was back in 2016 on his way to a victory over Hillary Clinton in the Real Clear Politics battleground average. Now, he still trails Joe Biden, but he's further up in the numbers than what he was with Hillary. So that's a good thing. And again, what I stated, and I'll state it again right here, right now, a Gallup poll, which you have to be a member of Gallup to vote in. I happen to be a member. 56% of Americans say they're better off now under President Trump than they were under 4 years or 4 years ago under Obama Biden. That is huge.
Well, that is huge. It could, because the proof's in the pudding. Everybody understands exactly what was happening in the economy pre-COVID, and they see what's happening now post-COVID.
Now, there's two other things. We have what's called the shy Trump voter. And the shy Trump voter, if they talk to pollsters or if they do a poll, they may tell the pollster that they're voting for Biden, but when they walk in the voting booth in secret, they turn around and vote for President Trump. That happened then. It's going to happen this time.
Yeah, I really do think so, Captain. I think people are they see what happens, the vilification of Trump supporters and so forth, and they just don't want any part of that. So
yeah. And by the way, here's another interesting little fact for you that I need to tell you about the Gallup poll. The fact is, 56% is the highest number in history of Gallup asking, "Are you better off?" Trump is at 56%. Reagan won a 49-state landslide with 44%.
That's very, very interesting. Very telling. Absolutely. And, again, there are a lot of parallels between President Reagan and President Trump, but we're living in very unprecedented times, and this is amazing for President Trump.
And in case you haven't noticed, Mr. and Mrs. America, President Trump has been great for the economy. On October the 29th, 4 days before the election, third quarter GDP will be released. The Fed has already estimated, they've already come out and estimated, that the GDP will be 34.6 economic growth in the third quarter, the highest ever in the history of the United States since 1776.
That is absolutely off the charts. And again, they're very close to the election. This is one of the reasons why the Democrats emphasize, and both Biden and Harris both have been turning to the camera in these debates and saying, go vote, you have to vote right now, just vote.
Yeah.
Because they don't want good news to come out that would help sway voters.
And if you're still not convinced, I got one other little thing for you. Since the primaries were born in 1912, no incumbent has ever lost in the general election after receiving 75% or more of the votes from their own voters in their own party in a primary. Donald Trump received 94% in the 2020 primaries.
Yes, exactly. And you see, the opposition knows this, Captain. This is why they try to create...
They are desperate.
Yeah, they try to create the idea that, well, these polls are a runaway for Biden. Why go?
Yeah. And you were talking about events. On Thursday in Arizona, Biden-Harris had a duel, a deal there. 8 people showed up. Las Vegas on Friday, 20 people showed up. And,
unbelievable.
And we had the one where 0 people showed up.
Yeah, and there's even a video of a Fox 10 reporter, I think, of the local Fox channel, saying, it's kind of boring out here. And they sort of pan over to this hotel or something where they're supposed to be, but nobody's around.
This is the stuff that you can't possibly make up, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to understand this. Now, the other thing is, there's other polls, and we'll be getting into all that stuff as we move across during the evening. But there's a couple of big stories that I've been sitting on here, and I'm going to get into them here probably in the next hour, so I'm going to get rid of one of them right now. The New York Times came out with a story. The overwhelming majority of people who supposedly test positive for the China COVID-19 virus are actually virus-free, according to the New York Times. As it turns out, the PCR tests that millions of scared Americans have been hoodwinked into getting are a sham. They only pick up partial viral fragments rather than the whole viruses and are only hardly the gold standard that proponents claim they are. Now, while the Times says the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant amounts of the virus, the fact of the matter is the PCR tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who have none of the virus at all, about 90%.
Now, wait a minute.
You heard me.
Wait just a minute.
You heard me.
So what you're telling me, Captain, is that we have been basically told that everybody's been getting this virus, basically.
Screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And what did that do? That went to the terrifying of the vast majority of the American public and sending them into their homes under these lockdowns.
Now, testing data comes from Massachusetts, New York, Nevada, California, and a couple of other states showing that upwards of 90% who test positive for the China virus, COVID-19, are not actually infected with it. Now, the editor's note is this so-called pandemic has been more of a positive political weapon than a disease. They still count the deaths as far from COVID, even though 94% of the patients had other serious complications. This comes from Natural News and Red State News, as well as the New York Times original article.
Well, this is major, major. And, I'm hoping that a lot of people are hearing this and they're going to pick it up
Well, if you don't believe me, go Google the New York Times. It's right there.
Yes, absolutely. No, yeah. I mean, no, this is something, this is a major development because, again, it goes to why were we locked
down? And we must be giving Democrats heart failure tonight.
Because
they haven't heard this. Nobody's challenged them on any of this.
No, not at all. But what we're here to do is give the information because,
That's it.
It's like we're just following the science on this thing.
Well, in the next hour, and we're not going to do it right now, but in the next hour, I'm going to talk about the federal economy, and we just mentioned the GDP possibly being up 34.6% according to what the Fed's saying. But we're going to talk about the economy being growing much faster. We got numbers on that. We're also going to talk about President Trump and the 25th Amendment, which actually the commission was appointed for Joe Biden. We're going to tell you why, because Joe Biden has got medical problems extraordinaire. Wait till you hear this one. Also, the new declassified comments there, documents about Hillary. There's more to come about that. Not that anybody's going to get arrested. And, of course, the paid protesters that are out there, paid protesters. I have in my possession right now a copy from the Philadelphia Craigslist of an ad that they put in the paper looking for demonstrators, $15 to $18 an hour, 77 hours per week, guaranteed. How do you like that? I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. GreenMeadowWay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate that. And she and I have been friends, according to Facebook, for 11 years. I got that little message yesterday, so I shared that with everybody out there, and she's just a great radio friend of mine. Of course, she's also a television superstar from a few years gone by with the Fox News Network, and she's retired since to take over the Double D Ranch along with her husband Don in Carrollton, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop in there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about how great they were. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. Don't forget, you join the Drivers Club. You get points for buying fuel, points for buying food in the restaurant, points for buying things in the store, and you can use them later on for discounts or trade them in for items that they have there, whatever the case may be. Now, I'm going to read you a statement here. Continuing flooding threats with Delta still are there. Damaging winds and hail are possible across parts of the northern and central plains in the upper Midwest. We'll tell you all about that. Now, Delta will continue to bring heavy rainfall and thunderstorms from the central Appalachians to southern New Jersey before it moves on out to sea. And elsewhere, strong to severe thunderstorms may produce damaging wind gusts and hail across parts of the northern and central plains into the upper upper Midwest. Further west, an active pattern will bring heavy rain precipitation to the Pacific, snow in the higher mountain elevations, northwest and northern Rockies as well. And Kyle Warren, what's going on out that way?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, that's right. We do see a lot of cloud cover up in the Pacific Northwest and over most of western Montana and mostly through Idaho as well. And so, of course, we had the rain up in Seattle and Portland, and I think that stopped for now, but looks like more rain coming in on Tuesday in the Seattle area. So some much-needed relief from the wildfires and the air quality issues. But tonight in Montana, we are looking at a winter weather advisory in the Missoula area and extending northward to the center, well, the western part of the state, up into the to the Canadian border. And that means, Captain, that in some areas, especially above the 5,000 foot level, they could get 1 to 3 inches.
Fourth of July up on I-90.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we're expecting that, and that winter weather advisory continues on down through most of through parts of Idaho, northern Idaho, I should say. We do have a wind advisory along the 15 freeway near Idaho Falls, and these would be very gusty winds, so you want to be very careful with that if you're traveling in that area. In California, we continue to have now a heat advisory. We're going to heat up, Captain. We're going to be in the 90s up to maybe 100. For the next few days in Southern California, about 10 to 20 degrees perhaps hotter than would typically be. We'll also have some mild Santa Ana winds, so hopefully that will not enter into any other kind of fire danger, but of course it will be of big consideration, and so we have to be careful here in Southern California for that. Other areas in Colorado, of course, we do have a fire weather warning in the Denver and Boulder area, also air quality alerts south of there, air quality alerts, and high winds warning, by the way, if you're traveling across I-80 near Cheyenne, Wyoming. And so that's what it looks like right now out west.
Okay, Nebraska, they got a fire warning through the central part of Nebraska, it looks like, the western part of Kansas, and we've got some high winds in the eastern part of Kansas, as well as the western part of Missouri, and all through the central part of Oklahoma, up I-44, Tulsa, right there to about Joplin. Now, if you're moving over into the Mississippi area, northern Mississippi, where Delta's just cleared out of the area, got some fog in there tonight, got some windy conditions across Kentucky and across Tennessee, and there's still some lingering showers up there in the mountains of Virginia, as well as over on the coastline of Virginia, Carolina moving off, Delaware moving off, Maryland moving off, Jersey moving off out into the ocean, as Delta says, bye-bye, hasta la vista, I'll see ya. In the meantime, we've got some gale force winds up in northern Michigan, which is making it really ripe up there, a little bit chilly, some rain along the eastern side of Michigan there on Lake Superior. And Florida, not bad at all down here. We'll have some thunderstorms during the course of the day. But, again, this is the place to be, folks. Come on down and see the president. Come on down and see the president in Sanford tonight. Now, the other thing, Kyle, is what's the price of fuel where you're at, diesel, gasoline, and whatnot?
Well, basically, I know that the cheapest near where I live right now is about $3.11 a gallon.
Well,
and it goes up from there. Yeah.
The wholesale price of gasoline without the tax in it right now is $1.20 a gallon. Last week it was down to $1.12. It went up as high as $1.24. Now it's back down to $1.20. Diesel is $1.19 without the tax in it. So you can just pretty much figure out, and I believe the California tax with everything they added in plus the surcharge is about $1 a gallon.
Approximately, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And the price of West Texas crude dropped down to $40.60 a barrel. Meanwhile, Brent crude dropped down to $42.85 a barrel. And the one-year projected forecast for a price of barrel of oil is up to $46 a barrel. Now, that's not a fantastically high price, so that means our gasoline prices are going to stay low for quite a while yet here. It looks like through the end of the year.
Yes, exactly right. Well, in California,
doesn't feel low, but it's better than $4 and something a gallon. And it is a weird sort of thing where people think, oh, good, it's only $3 and something. You know, it's a very strange place.
Well, to be honest with you, I saw gasoline yesterday for as cheap in my backyard as $2.03. They had jacked the price all the way up to $2.29 a gallon when, for whatever unexplainable reason, they jacked the price of gasoline up from around $2 a gallon, $2 and a nickel, to $2.29 a gallon. And like I say, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the wholesale price, I'm watching oil, the world market price and all that, and it did not go up that high to warrant that. So I have no idea what the hell these people were trying to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I do see, at least on, this is only anecdotal, but on Southern California freeways, it does seem like we have a lot more people driving than we did.
We do down here.
Yeah, during the COVID, the initial COVID shutdowns and everything. So demand may be ticking up a little bit, but you're right. Based on all the other data, it shouldn't perhaps be going up a lot.
And as long as they don't monkey around with the biggest cost an expense for any business, which is trucking, transportation, getting your product to you, whatever. The Federal Reserve officials last month agreed that the economy was, in fact, recovering from the coronavirus pandemic recession much faster than they had anticipated. We told you about that. But we also told you about the fact that it looks like as if while the economy is going up quickly, that as long as they don't mess around with some of the things to keep the prices of goods and services fairly reasonable, that we'll have one hell of a end of the year here.
Yes, it would seem to be going in that direction. And, of course, in California, especially Southern California, we're still going to get a lot of impact because places like Disneyland, Universal Studios, big draws that bring people to the state.
They're closed.
They're still closed and closed for the foreseeable future, basically.
Now, the governor in our state of Florida opened up all the stadiums, says you can have full capacity. Of course, the teams aren't wanting to do that because they're afraid of the liability and whatnot. But one of our former governor, U.S. Senator Rick Scott, came out and said it's totally up to the teams and the colleges what they want to do. Some of the college booster clubs and whatnot, they want the football stadiums to be full right now because you got stadiums down here that seat 60, 70, 80, 100,000 people, and they could very easily be full just by saying, okay, we're opening things up, and they'd show up at the game.
Well, exactly. But we also see something, too, happening, Captain. You know, Regal Cinemas has basically closed all of their theaters until next year, basically. I think there's one open in Orange County, the last that I heard, at a place called the Irvine Spectrum, which is a large multiplex, you know, big outdoor shopping mall. But that, again, is a decision on their part because the movies have decided to push back their big openings for James Bond and so forth until next year sometime. And so you have those things closed up. But it is going to be a push-me-pull-you here between private industry and government regulation in terms of opening up like that.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, top of the hour, you know, the president is resetting the campaign that some in the GOP fear is slipping away because they're buying a lie coming from the Democrats and the mainstream media. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.